From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Beggin. The two Missouri gubernatorial candidates are in a heated back and forth about tax returns and a possible upcoming debate with just over a month to go until Election Day. KBIA's Carter Woodiel explains.
The campaign for Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster wants Republican nominee Eric Greitens to release his tax returns. If Greitens doesn't, the Koster camp says they'll break off negotiations about an October debate. Greitens had at one point said he would release his tax returns once Chris Koster released his. Koster did so on Thursday, but Greitens still hasn't. Koster campaign spokesperson David Turner says this should be concerning for Missouri voters.
Missourians need to ask themselves, what is Eric hiding? And if he believes that while on the one hand the attorney general is transparent and open about his taxes, and he doesn't need to be, he should have to explain that.
Greitens' campaign manager released a statement saying Koster is afraid of facing Greitens in another debate while not mentioning Greitens' tax returns. Carter Woodiel, KBIA News.
Several municipal courts in St. Louis County are consolidating. Missouri Supreme Court Chief Justice Patricia Breckenridge said yesterday that the move is designed to reduce costs and lessen the incentive to use municipal courts as revenue generators. The consolidation of the county's 80 courts was one recommendation from a commission that studied ways to improve the relationship between residents and the law enforcement community after the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown. The Columbia City Council is considering a proposed Good Samaritan ordinance. The ordinance was based on a St. Louis measure that protects people from possession charges when they seek medical assistance for a drug overdose. Brenda Schell, executive director of the Missouri Recovery Network, says the ordinance is needed.
You know, I've talked to many people and family members who have found a loved one overdosed because they've been engaging in drug activity with their group, and no one wants to call for help because they're fearful. So I think this would save lives.
As of now, it's illegal for any person in Columbia to possess drug paraphernalia, regardless of whether they're calling for a medical emergency. The Good Samaritan Ordinance in St. Louis was enacted in June, and the Columbia City Council plans to consider a rough draft of the proposal at its November 7th meeting. A recent survey shows that Missouri drivers and passengers are buckling up more this year than in the past, but numbers are still below the national average. According to the survey, about 81% of Missourians use seatbelts, while the national average is closer to 90%. Bill Whitfield is the director of the Office of Highway Safety for the Missouri Department of Transportation. He says one potential reason for the low number is that law enforcement can't pull over a driver simply for not having a seatbelt on.
There has to be some other type of moving violation that occurs before a citation can be issued for not wearing your safety belt.
Whitfield says seatbelts can help protect your internal organs and to keep your body behind the wheel in case of a crash. I'm Riley Beggin, KBIA News, Columbia.